A new report by Freedom House finds that leaders are using new methods for repressing independent journalism around the world. The United States-based group released its Freedom and the Media 2019 report on Wednesday. It says attacks on press freedom have come from an unexpected source: leaders of countries with traditionally free media environments. Freedom House called American President Donald Trump's public criticism of the press perhaps the most concerning development of recent years. The report says, among other steps, the president has repeatedly threatened to strengthen libel laws, revoke the licenses of certain broadcasters, and damage media owners' other business interests. The U.S. Constitution, the report notes, strongly protects against such actions. Yet, it argues that Trump's public comments have had a clear effect on the worldwide media environment. Freedom House also describes worsening press conditions in several European countries, including Hungary and Serbia. Leaders of both countries have taken steps to make sure that media with the widest reach support the government and criticize any possible opponents. Also in Europe, leaders of the far-right Freedom Party of Austria have increasingly accused some reporters and news organizations of spreading lies, without evidence to support these claims. The Freedom Party was, until recently, part of the country's ruling coalition. The report also makes note of a decrease in media freedom in Israel, one of the few democracies in the Middle East. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces corruption charges for reportedly offering promises to two media organizations in exchange for positive coverage of him and his government. In India, the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party has supported campaigns aimed at limiting speech that is anti-national. The report says criminals connected to the government have raided the homes and offices of reporters who have published stories critical of the government. Freedom House also describes China's growing influence over media production overseas. Sarah Rapucci is Freedom House's director for research and analysis. She told VOA, China is not only repressing the media at home, which we've been seeing for many years, but increasingly they are exporting their model of media repression to other countries. The report notes increased efforts by Chinese officials and diplomats to suppress critical opinions about China and control media content in other countries. Freedom House adds that China has improved its ability to interfere aggressively in other countries, should it choose to do so. Freedom House has documented a decrease in democracy and press freedom worldwide over the past 10 years, but its latest report does note improvements in some countries. It says Ethiopia, Malaysia, Armenia, Ecuador, and the Gambia all have seen improvements in both areas. In Ethiopia, for example, media groups that had been operating from overseas have been able to return to the country. Exiled journalists from the Gambia also have returned to their country. Both Malaysia and Ecuador have seen a rise in independent media groups that are operating free from restrictions on content. Freedom House's Sarah Rapucci said such signs have made her hopeful for improvements in other countries in the future. We definitely have a lot of hope that it will spread to some of the countries like Sudan and Algeria, in Venezuela, where the population is really fighting right now. I'm Ashley Thompson.